Thank you for listening to Radio Bulgaria's podcast.
Welcome to Time Out for Music, presented by Daniela Konstantinova. Being a musician is a family occupation that Nadezhda Yotsova inherited by birth. She graduated with a major in piano from the Lubomir Pipkov National School of Music, and she later graduated from the National Academy of Music in Sofia. Who were the key figures in her professional development?
Госпожа Антонина Бонева, моята първа учителка и много важен мой не само преподавател, не само...
Антонина Бонева, my first teacher of music, was both teacher and companion in the most important and formative years of my life, Nadezhda says. To this day, she is a close friend and mentor. We worked together for 12 years. I'm very grateful to her for everything she has taught me. As a child, I preferred to listen to the rehearsals of my mother, a violinist at the Bulgarian National Radio Symphony Orchestra, of my grandfather, an oboist at the Sofia Philharmonic, and of my uncle, a clarinetist at New Symphony Orchestra. Let me add that my dad is a percussionist, composer and pedagogue. Going back to Mrs. Bonneva, her success with me was that she motivated me to work hard. At the National Academy of Music, late Professor Anton Dikov, a prominent pianist and pedagogue, supported me all the time. I owe a lot to Professor Vasil Kazanjiev, with whom I studied chamber music. I then took an MA in Hanover, where I was trained by Professor Gerrit Zitterbart, said Nadezhda Yotsova. Hristo Yotsov, a famous jazz musician and father of Nadezhda Yotsova, wrote his concerto for piano and orchestra especially for his daughter. I had hard time, she said, like most musicians. I faced a few existential questions, whether this was the right profession, was I good enough for the job, etc. My father urged me to go on with my education in Germany and helped me see what I had to do at that stage. The concerto he wrote satisfied my desire to get deep into his music. I myself teach little children, and I can see how their faces shine when they do things well in music. I suppose that this feeling of happiness made me a professional musician, said Nadezhda. Listen to Concerto for Piano and Orchestra by Hristo Yotsov in the rendition of the Bulgarian National Radio Symphony Orchestra. Soloist, Nadezhda Yotsova. As a student at the National School of Music, Nadezhda Yotsuva won a few competitions. However, she's no longer keen on these events. She's convinced a professional musician can do perfectly without them.
Явявала съм се, печелила съм конкурси. Като малка спечелих първата си награда на млади музикални дарования, бях на 12 години.
Competitions are something normal, especially for young people. Age 12, I won my first prize from a competition for young music talents, and then other prizes in Varna and Edirne, Turkey. I'm convinced that a good career is fully feasible without competitions. However, they're part of the matrix, and anybody willing to become a professional musician, he or she must pass through this kind of experience. Bela Bartok, one of my favorite composers, once said, "Competitions are for horses, not artists." Music is not a race. We do not throw javelins or clock seconds. And certainly we don't have to swim through the ocean. We create music, and this cannot be clocked, measured. Everyone is unique with a unique point of view. One cannot be loved and liked by all. Prizes are a good thing, but they are not that important. I'm mostly motivated by the love of music and that I feel it is my vocation, explains Nadezhda Yotsuva. At the end of October, famous Bulgarian violinist Stoyka Milanova will mark an important anniversary at the National School of Music. Her partner will be Nadezhda Yotsuva, piano. We end Time Out for Music with Tokotina by Hristo Yotsov, performed by Nadezhda Yotsuva. Thank you.